Hello, I'm Dr. Barbara Byers, and welcome back to my podcast. Today, I'm going to be talking about being shielded by the Lord. You know, God is always working to transform us, always doing something and showing us what's going on in our heart and what He wants for us. And so recently, He showed me something that was going on in my heart. It was an area of fear that caused me to delay and freeze my responses. And of course, if we'll ask Him what's going on, He's happy to tell us, and He reveals things to us that will bring us to healing and transformations. So He showed me two things. One was there was an underlying lie, an underground lie in my heart that said that that was directing my thoughts and responses. And that lie was that I needed to protect myself and keep myself safe. The second thing was He showed me how that lie acted as a shield, acted as my protection. It was actually self-protection as a device that I thought I was keeping safe by hiding behind. And you know, we're either going to provide our own safety, keep ourselves safe as best we know how, or we're going to trust Him to keep us safe, which includes, of course, giving us the wisdom on knowing how to stay safe. So I just wonder, you know, how many times I've run to my own safety rather than asking Him, trusted my own means, leaned on my own understanding rather than asking Him to provide for me. And when we do that, we will descend into anxious, introspective thoughts about the past or the future and automatically go into some form of self-preservation. And that's really the opposite of the baptized life He's called us into. He's called us to die with Him and to live with Him, and our own unaided understanding doesn't work well with that scenario. And where and if we're not dying to self, we're not participating in our own destiny and the fullness and beauty of it. So I recognized what He was showing me. I repented of the lie. I repented of the fear. And then He said, because He always, once He plucks up a lie, He replaces it with the truth, if we'll ask. And then He said to me, I want to be your shield. Well, that's not something I'd ever even thought of. And so He led me to Genesis 15:1, where He said to Abram, do not be afraid, Abram. I am your shield and your very great reward. So that's a choice to not be afraid. And that's a choice to make God our shield and to believe that He is our reward. So I laid down my shield and I've asked the Lord to start teaching me about this and to show me when I'm lifting up my own shield. So as I started to investigate the idea about shield, what I saw historically was that for centuries, this shield has been used. It's really been the most widespread defensive weapon, probably till the last, 150 years or so. It protected a warrior from the enemy's blows up close and was used to deflect the further away, the darts, the arrows, the spears, and other missiles from farther away. So shields are used to intercept and block specific attacks, whether from close range weaponry or projectiles such as arrows. They provide protection also. If you're standing next to someone with their shield, then you literally close ranks with them, like shoulder to shoulder, which is how it ought to be in church, where any time of combat engagement, there's that kind of protection. And a shield's substance and strength is what keeps us safe and gives us the confidence that we can withstand attack after attack after attack. These aren't little bitty shields we're holding up, okay? So a shield protects us from danger and risk, and it can enclose us, and it certainly reduces the impact of any exposure we take. We get safeguards, sheltered security from this. And some of the families of old would have a crest designed for their family, and they would put that crest on their shield. I really love that idea because it told people the banner you were fighting under, who was your Lord Protector. And so I thought about that. And as I thought about it, I just, you know, with my holy imagination, imagine my large shield that I hold up, and the crest was a lion, the lion of the tribe of Judah. You might ask the Lord what yours looks like and what kind of crest you want on that. There's so many wonderful images in scripture. So the New Testament talks about the shielding power of our faith. And there's two scriptures I want to bring up. One you're probably very familiar with, Ephesians 6, the passage that tells us to put on the armor of God. And it says, so when the evil day comes, you may be able to stand your ground. That's standing our ground. And it describes the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, the helmet of salvation. It describes various parts of the armor. And then it says, and the shield of faith, the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. We hold up our shield of faith, faith in God's power, and the arrows just simply cannot penetrate. They are extinguished when we hold that up. So I like to picture, you know, my shield now and the fiery darts hitting it and just falling away, being extinguished. The other New Testament passage I want to mention is in 1 Peter 1:5. And he talks about our inheritance that's kept in heaven, that's secure. And then he says, he's talking about us, who through faith are shielded by God's power. There it is again. Until the coming of the salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. So we grip, we clasp, we hold fast to that shield, I guess with our left arm, probably because most of us are right-handed and that's where the sword of the Spirit is. And what we adhere to, it's our faith that we're gripping. And when we do, we can expect the shielding, guarding, protection of God. So what does it mean to say God's our shield? I don't know if you've ever thought of that before. I don't think I ever had. God is our shield is an image throughout the Old Testament, particularly in the Psalms. And the shield is, as I mentioned, protection, armor, defense, buffer, safeguard. As a verb, it means to protect, to guard, to defend, to shelter, to screen. So we see it mostly in the Psalms and some other passages. And the third Psalm it's just one of my favorite verses about this. It says, but you, O Lord, are a shield about me, my glory, and the lifter of my head. He's the shield about us. Psalm 18:2, verse 2 and verse 30. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, my deliverer, my God, my rock, in whom I take refuge, my shield, the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. And then he shields all who take refuge in him. He shields us as we trust him. Psalm 28:7, the Lord is my shield and my strength and my shield. In him my heart trusts. Why wouldn't we trust him? My goodness. If we really see him as our shield. Psalm 84:11, the Lord is a sun and a shield. Psalm 91:4, he will cover you with his pinions. Under his wings you'll find refuge. His faithfulness is a shield and buckler. The buckler is just the little small shield that sometimes is attached to the wrist. We have the large one. And then some other verses. I mentioned Genesis 15:1. Abram, I'm your shield. Your reward shall be very great. Put your name in there. I've been putting my name in there. Barbara, I am your shield. Deuteronomy 32:10, in a desert land, he found him, in a barren and howling waste. He shielded him and cared for him, guarded him as the apple of his eye, like an eagle that stirs up its nest and hovers over its young, that spreads its wing to catch them and carries them aloft. I love the imagery of all that, how God hovers over us, catches us, and finds us in terrible places and shields us. Zechariah 12:8, on that day, the Lord will put a shield. The Lord himself is placing the shield about the inhabitants of Jerusalem so that the feeblest shall be like David and the house of David shall be like God. So let's look at David for just a minute, because he wrote a lot of the Psalms where he talks about God being his shield. You know, he was a warrior king, encountered lots of warfare. So he knew what it was like to have a shield as a protection. By the way, they also slept under those shields for protection and for shade. And there were years, you know, when Saul hunted him. And then after Saul was gone, his own son Absalom turned on him and tried to wrest the kingdom from him. And here's what David said again, Psalm 3:3, "You, O Lord, are a shield about me, my glory, and the lifter of my head." You know, when we make that fundamental choice, we're going to follow Jesus. We march under his crest. We're lifting up his shield. And to have his shield not only means we're under his protection, it means we belong to him. We belong to his household, to his crest. We fight under his shield. He's claimed us as his own. And he is going to protect us from danger when it comes, and it will come. Defend us against accusations, shelter us when we're weak, and screen everything that comes. Nothing can touch us unless it goes through God's screening. Thomas Manton in the 1600s said, "We miss our protection and defense by our doubts, unbeliefs, and distrust. All those that in time of danger make use of God as their refuge and hiding place shall find him to be that to them which their faith expects of him." What does your faith expect of him? To keep his promises, to be your shield, your guard, your protector. When David declared, "The Lord is my strength and my shield," that should encourage us today that he provides our strength when we are weak, and we do run out of strength, don't we? And even though David was a giant slayer and a warrior king, he ran out of strength. His own shield wasn't enough. God remains the same. So he had spent years on the run hiding in caves, so he really knew what it meant that the Lord was his shield. So I want to ask you in closing, what self-protective shield, as the Lord showed me, what might have you fashioned for yourself? Large shield with your own personal crest. That's the lie written on it. What have you fashioned for yourself when life's troubles come, when you feel fiery darts and accusations and you feel pummeled at the short range and the long range missiles? What shield do you automatically hide behind? What shield do you hold up? Is it the Lord or is it your own? Because he wants to help us destroy those things of our own making. It's the only way we'll be free. It's the only way we'll know the fullness of walking with him. You know, sometimes it's pain from the past or anxiety about the future. It's that lie that has gotten wormed its way in and settled into us, that I have to protect myself and keep myself safe. I have to attempt to deal with life in my own strength, but it's not true. He will never forsake us, never. He will never fail us. And he's calling us to move out of our harmful patterns, and he's really inviting us to drop our false shields, our illusory shields, because they are an illusion. No matter how large and well-developed they are, and only pick up the legitimate shield that he has fashioned for us, which is the shield of faith. And then he will come alongside of us. And as we raise that magnificent shield of faith, we also know the battle belongs to the Lord. So I hope this has helped you today, and I hope you'll really consider it and pray. pray about it and make this a part of your life, that shield of faith. Thanks for joining me.